Hey, you want this money off? Ten.
Hello, Grandma.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you today? Cheers.
Good. Cheers. Welcome to Great Minds Drink Alike, everybody.
Yes, welcome.
We're having a delicious
pre-Thanksgiving.
What was this called again? This wine? Oh, Carnivore.
Right.
Carnivore Cabernet.
Let's see. Does it taste good?
It's a beautiful color.
Ooh.
This looks ever so appetizing.
Excellent. On our holiday wine glasses.
Mmm. I look at this wine just like a carnivore looks at.
Very nice. I like the color of my dress.
Bright
for the wedding.
Oh, yes.
Maybe I should bring a glass of wine with me to the beauty salon to get my nails done.
It is wine colored, your dress.
Yeah.
Perfect. How thematic.
Right. So what are you up to today?
Oh, Grandma, we've been...
shopping.
Running around. I've been doing your errands for you. Mm-hmm. At least I got lunch.
You would have got lunch anyway. But thank you for helping me. I got a lot of my Christmas shopping
done.
Of course.
You know, everybody's trying to take advantage of my unemployment these days. Making me run around.
Oh, I thought you loved it to do it with me.
Just love it, Grandma.
Right. And we got my wreaths up and we're in the holiday spirit.
Yes, we're having, we're drinking out of these Christmas glasses. What are these, poinsettias on
yep.
here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how lovely.
Very pretty.
That's nice.
I only use my Christmas charm.
Oh, how festive.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. I'm trying to get ready.
Oh, yes.
I got the wreaths up. I got the Christmas gifts. Most of them done.
Thirstiest time of the year.
I only have a few more. 1, 2, 3, 4 gifts. And then I'm done. And one for Peyton. Well, I have a Christmas gift, but...
You already done Christmas shopping?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Most of it is done. I've got the Christmas...
I want to have it that together when I'm...
I have the Kris Kringle. I have the Kris Kringle for Mom's house. I've got the Kris Kringle for my book club. I've got the present for Shannon's baby, and Shannon and Joe, and Devin, and Jaime. And I got the gift for Taylor and Vinny, and Peyton Elizabeth. And I don't have yours yet, but I know what I'm getting. And I don't have Mommy's, and Joanne's, and Bobby's.
What are you getting me?
I can't tell you. It'll be a surprise for you and Louie.
Me and Louie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a joy present.
Yes.
This is so exciting.
And then I just had to get Peyton a present because she was born. That I have to mail.
She was born? Did she get me a present because I was born?
Probably, honey. You were born a while ago, so I can't remember. You know what we forgot to get? Which I don't have to get it right now. A wedding card. Mommy will get hers and she'll have to get me, and we'll have to get together.
You have to give somebody a card when they get married?
I'm going to give them a gift.
Well, what are you getting them?
I'm going to give them a check.
So, see, this is what confuses me about weddings.
What?
When do you get a gift and when do you give a check?
You
like,
can
what
do
is
whatever
the
you
rule?
Want. You can do if a lot of the out-of-state weddings do not give money. They give gifts. They have a gift table.
What does this have to do with...
But in-state New York people usually give money instead of a gift.
Really?
Yeah.
Just make this up?
No, I didn't just make this up. It's been.
So if you live in New York,
if you're
you
a New York girl, you
money.
Know, and you go to New York, you go to a New York wedding. Yes, you know. Also, they have like open bar. Some of the southern states, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. And all the other southern states.
Pennsylvania and New Jersey are not southern states.
No, I'm just saying those are the states that they have like, you buy your own bar, you buy your own liquor, you buy your own drinks.
Who's having these weddings with a BYOB?
Your Aunt Barbara and Uncle Vinny.
That was like 100 years ago.
Well, that's how they did it. I think he married someone from Connecticut. They have different rules.
I don't know what I would do if I showed up to a wedding and, like, you forgot your alcohol.
Well, you don't forget your alcohol. They have a bar, but you have to pay for your drinks in some weddings. We're not going to have that at Kyle's and Carrie's.
Well,
we're going to have an open bar.
I mean, with this crew, that would be crazy. There would be riots.
But I will get Carrie and Kyle a check.
Well, that's nice.
You know. But, I mean, I guess some people still do give gifts. But how many gifts can you have when you just had the shower? Oh, and you know what some of them... I think it was Shannon. She did the honeymoon... honeymoon, whatever you called it. It was the app that if you wanted to get them a dinner when they were on their honeymoon, like wherever they went, or if you wanted to get them a tour of some area.
Oh, yeah, like the honeymoon?
Yeah, honeymoon something it was called. I forgot what it was called. Not the honeymoon app.
Moon Fund.
Yeah. Something I mean, that like was that. That's another thing people, newer brides and grooms are doing.
I feel like that's a good idea.
Well, yeah, of course.
You can buy, like a wine tour, yeah. Or like a wine tasting afternoon.
Exactly, it's all like, where they go. Could spa for the couple.
A massage.
Yeah.
That's a classy gift. Buy a couple a massage.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
That's a classy gift.
Well, some people do that instead of the money. I mean, we never had that, but now it seems that that's a popular thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you find out where they're going on their honeymoon and you can, you know, send something accordingly. Because, like I said, when you have a shower and sometimes they're living together, but they already have an apartment, how much stuff can they use? You know. And, of course, money's always good because they can use it on their honeymoon.
That's true.
But whatever.
Well, money's great. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I need money.
Well, you're not getting married yet.
No, but just for life.
For life. Okay. Life in general. Well,
Do you think we could get people to pay us for this podcast?
Maybe. They do it. They do. They talk about it on television all the time. The news people and the...
Ooh, us? Oh, yeah.
Book clubs and...
We're famous.
People who talk about books, but does anybody want to hear us?
I don't know. I want to hear us.
Yes. Are you ready for Thanksgiving? That's the first thing. First, we got Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely more excited for the Christmas season. I'm just sort of, like, placating Thanksgiving. Like, I'm just, like, going through the motions.
A lot of people like Thanksgiving better than Christmas.
I'm ready to get on to the Christmas season.
Okay, I love Christmas, so I agree with you.
I've already been watching Hallmark Channel movies for 2 months.
Mm-hmm. They put them on very early.
Very early.
We should have put the Christmas music on.
We can't have the Christmas music while we podcast. People will get distracted by the beautiful tunes.
Oh, well. Rather than our beautiful voices.
I know.
No, so that's good. A lot of people, believe it or not, like Thanksgiving better than Christmas. I think Christmas is too much rush. Christmas Day, I mean. And Thanksgiving is more karma with a lot of family around them. You know. And I found out a sad, sad thing.
What?
A lot of people are alone on Thanksgiving.
You mean our waiter who we just
our
had?
Our waiter that we just snow? Had. Someone else was talking the other... No, someone else was the other day talking about it. And it's... it was kind of like... I've always had a large family. So for me, like Bob and Marie, they might stay home together only by themselves for Thanksgiving. You know, it's like you have a lot of... You know, well, her daughter is in Boston. The other one is in Rhode Island. So they'd have to travel to get to both of them. One girl lives in New York. One of her grandchildren live in Boston. So it's kind of like a lot of people are far away from one another. And Thanksgiving, you only have like Friday off sometimes, not even.
Louis doesn't have off on Friday.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Some people don't have off on Friday. Some people don't have off on Wednesday. Some people do have like a Wednesday and a Thursday. So it's hard for them to travel. Look at Brooke and Ben. They'll be Thanksgiving by themselves because they're in Boston. I mean, they're in, not Boston, they're in Maine.
Yeah.
So it's different from when I was younger because we all lived right around.
Yeah, but.
And we all had to go to my mother's for
supper. Well, that's because you all just lived right there.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
It is kind of like.
It's different.
It's like, okay, we got to see the whole family now. And then it's like. Now we have a wedding, like,
A
week
everybody.
Later.
Yeah,
so now we're seeing our whole family again.
Right.
And then we have to see our whole family, like, 2.5 weeks after that.
You don't seem like you care for your whole family.
They're great. Just saying.
No, I know.
It's like a lot in 1 month for
people
one...
who travel around. People who don't live close.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, but just saying, like, the holiday season really doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
Because you have to see your whole family on Thanksgiving. And then it's like a month later, you see your whole family, like,
yeah, but then you don't see it again for almost a whole year.
Well,
sometimes.
That's why it doesn't make sense. It's like, why isn't it spread out more? Like, I don't... Like,
because people don't get off. They work. People don't get off for all these holidays.
Why can't Thanksgiving be, like, a month beforehand? Like, Thanksgiving should be in October.
That's
and
Halloween.
Then it's like... so it should be in September.
Mm-mm.
It's not even harvest time anymore. Thanksgiving's supposed to be during harvest time.
Well, it isn't harvest time now. I mean, when did Pocahontas and John Smith...
That's not Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
What is it?
That's not the Thanksgiving story.
What is the Thanksgiving story?
Not Pocahontas.
And John Smith. Who was it?
It's not the Thanksgiving story.
Well, what is it?
You know, Thanksgiving was Pocahontas.
Yeah, the Indians.
Native American.
Yeah.
Pocahontas has nothing to do with Thanksgiving.
What does she have to do with?
It's just a separate story about, like, a Native American
girl. All right, what was Thanksgiving's story? John Smith wasn't in it?
No.
Who was
in
it?
I don't think.
Yes, he was. He made
no,
the corn.
No, he wasn't.
He grew the corn, the Indians. That was the first Thanksgiving. It wasn't John Smith?
I don't think John Smith.
I have to go on Google. I have to go on Google. Are you sure?
Fine, let's add Siri.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, Siri.
Was it Robert Caruso?
Was Pocahontas a part of the Thanksgiving story?
Okay, I found this on the web for what was Pocahontas a part of the Thanksgiving story. Check it out.
You had to hit it. You had to scrape it.
I'm looking.
She's looking.
The history of Thanksgiving is a little confusing.
Oh. Talk on who you're talking to. She says,
See, I just don't trust... I don't know. I have to look at a real
what
source.
What did they say?
This is like some random website. I don't, like, trust this source.
What did they say?
They're saying that Pocahontas helped the Indians get through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
Well, the winter was in December.
The Native Americans, like, were... like, tortured by the white people.
Well... They claim we took their land away from them.
Well, we did.
Well.
They just came on in here.
That's torture enough.
Imagine somebody came on in here and was like, this is my land now because I said so. That's exactly what the white people did.
So, put Asir as the first Thanksgiving.
I can't read this right now. Okay. I don't think Pocahontas has anything to do with the Thanksgiving.
Okay.
The first Thanksgiving. If I'm wrong, please write in. Send us an email. Great Minds Drink Alike Podcast at gmail.com. Also, if you have any questions you want advice on, Grandma gives great dating advice, right, Grandma?
Yes. And put the spinach in the refrigerator with the keys. So when you go home,
great tip. If you need to remember something to bring with you somewhere, put your keys next to what you need.
Yes.
Or in the bag of what you need to bring somewhere.
And then you'll never lose your keys.
And you won't forget your bag of spinach.
Right.
Which is very important, because Lord knows, it's tough out here to get your vitamins.
Right. Anyway, so far as that, the first Thanksgiving was wonderful. I didn't want to be there. It was too cold. I like my Thanksgiving in my house, or my daughter's house, where you get a nice dinner. You're nice and warm. You get nice wine. You get dessert.
Lots of wine.
Uh-huh. And you're among friendly, nice, loving people.
Are you going out for Thanksgiving Eve, Grandma?
No.
Going to go party?
No. You want to party with me, I'll party, but I can't party by myself.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go out partying somewhere, maybe.
With Louie?
Yeah, and like Raquel.
Oh, then you don't need me then.
You're not going to be able to... We go out keep late, up. Grandma. We go out late. Uh-huh. Every time I go to hang out with Raquel, we go out at like 1 in the morning.
Ugh. Why bother?
I don't know.
It's too late.
I know.
I mean, at that time you've eaten and you've drank and, you lose your second wind. Better to go out about 7, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling older than ever. Like, it is hard to go out late these days.
Of course.
I haven't, like, gone out. Like, I used to go out, like, in college. We would go to the bars at, like, 12. And that's when, like, like, we would do something beforehand. Maybe there would be a party or something. Or we'd just be chilling, like, in the sorority house.
My girls and my boys were working, and then they went out at 11 o'clock.
Exactly. We would go out at, like, 11, 12, stay out till, like, and then you're out late, so you're like, oh, I'm going to stay out till 5.
Hmm. Now.
Can't be doing that anymore.
Now, do you hear this new way that a cook on TV was telling me how to do it? A turkey. You take a whole turkey. Listen, this is how she said it. Take a whole turkey. You turn it on its breast. You cut right down the back of it with a poultry sear. Cut it. And you flatten it. And you salt and pepper and do everything with it. You stick it in the oven like that. It takes an hour to cook.
Because you've opened it all up.
Because you've opened it up and you've laid it out flat.
But doesn't that lose the juiciness?
No, they say it doesn't. Of course, you can't put stuffing in it, but you'd have to make the stuffing on the side.
Does anybody actually put stuffing in the turkey?
Yes, everybody does. Your mother doesn't?
I don't think so.
I think she does.
Turkeys are just so gross.
You don't like turkeys?
Well, first of all, I don't eat meat, Grandma.
Well, you can still like a turkey. You have
I haven't had
oil.
A turkey since I was, like, 17.
Well, my mom used to get the turkey, and my mother now, remember. She lived a long time ago. But anyway, she'd bring home the turkey, and I said, I'm never, never, never going to make a turkey because she'd have to take all the insides out of the turkey.
So gross.
And then it had these black whiskers that she would have to pick off.
No!
Yeah, that was the old kind of turkey.
Ew!
So thank God people have come a long way with turkeys, and you get a nice, clean turkey now.
You have to, like, take off the whiskers?
Yeah, there's a little black little thing, whiskers on it. That was a turkey years ago.
Ew.
I guess 1945, 1950.
Oh, God, ew.
I know, right? So we've come a long way with turkeys.
I'm never making a turkey.
And we only used to have turkeys Christmas and Thanksgiving and Christmas. Now you can get a turkey anytime you want.
Oh, Grandma's getting a call.
I have to go fetch it. Who can be calling me? Oh, you mean you stopped it?
Yes.
Oh, so I could talk.
Yeah, but you're ruining the flow.
Oh,
I forget
me.
What we were talking
okay.
about.
So the turkeys. You still won't be able to get turkeys on Christmas and Thanksgiving and Christmas. Now you can get them all over.
Hmm.
Anytime you want. It was different.
Wait, they would only make turkeys?
Yeah, they only sell them. They would only sell them like Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make a turkey like anytime you want.
You can make a turkey breast, but I'm talking about a big turkey.
Okay,
now
like
you can.
Now you can just get a turkey whenever.
Now you can do whatever you want, right. It's a little different now.
Weird. I'm never making the turkey. When I have Thanksgiving one day at my house, somebody better bring the turkey, or you're not getting any.
Why not? You can make it. You don't have to
eat
it.
No, I don't want to make it. I don't want to touch it.
Okay.
And it's gross. I don't like touching meat. I don't like making meat.
All right, so then make something else. Your mother will have to make
Everybody's,
the turkey.
Everybody who lives in my house is going to be vegetarian.
Hmm.
Unless they want to provide their own meat and they want to cook it up themselves. I'm not touching it.
Okay. What strict mother.
Whoa. If I don't eat it, why would I be making it for my kids or my husband? Because
they might like it.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure that they will, but my husband can make it then.
That's right. And he will be happy to.
Yes, go grill.
Uncle Bobby had a deep fried turkey. He liked it, but you had to use so much oil for it.
That sounds disgusting.
Well, they thought it was great.
Where do you get a deep fryer. Just do it in your house.
No, you have to do it on the barbecue in a deep fryer.
But like, what do you get? Just like a big pot? Buy a deep fryer.
I never did it, so I don't have a clue. But
that's just so. But he
said it was a lot because you have all this oil that you don't know what to do with after, and you know.
Do you bread it?
No, you just salt and pepper it and stick it in the oil.
Oh my God, this whole time where people have been talking about deep frying a turkey, and I thought that they were like putting breading on it.
No, I think it's just, you just stick it in the oil.
So the people were like literally like.
And it gets crispy.
Dipping it in batter and like dipping it in egg batter. That's what I thought people were doing. I was like, that's so weird.
No, that's
And then
not...
it was like, come out like one big piece of fried chicken.
No, I think you just stick it in and it gets nice and crispy and juicy inside. But,
ew,
again, a lot of oil you have to use.
That's just, yeah. Where do you put the oil? Just like on the ground?
I guess you bury it in the soil. I don't know. I never did it. I don't want to do it. I haven't made a turkey in such a long time. I don't even know.
I can
just see myself sitting having a whole big turkey. Have a 12-pound turkey for yourself.
You could make
turkey breasts. Turkey salad. Forever you'd be eating turkey salad. Exactly. Exactly. That's a good idea. Anyway, Thanksgiving is different than when my mother had it. My mother used to make, I know exactly, cream cauliflower, cream white onions, cream carrots, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and cranberry. Now they're making corn.
A lot of cream.
Yes. So, and none of us were fat. Now people are making string beans.
Strange stomach ache after that meal.
No, and now people are making no cream stuff. They make string beans, corn.
Yeah.
So the whole eating has changed.
Well, no. Yeah. I mean, you can make whatever you want these days.
Yes, I know, but I'm just saying, you know, most kids wouldn't even want cream cauliflower or cream carrots.
I love cream cauliflower.
Well, I do.
I love cream onions.
My mother, pearl onions. Used to love the onions.
So good. So last time I had them, I was like, these could use a little something.
Well,
like
you didn't get it out of the can, did you? Because they're not good. The ones that you buy.
No, my mom buys like
fresh.
The frozen.
Oh, no, you can buy fresh.
Pearl onions.
Yeah, you buy the fresh ones and you pick them out and make the small.
It just needed more salt or something, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
I'll have to tell her about that.
I don't know if she's going to make. Is she making a few?
No, we're not going to have.
Well, I mean, I think Christmas, she's not making a turkey. I don't know what she's. Christmas Eve, I think she's making lasagna.
Who makes turkey on Christmas?
My mother.
Really?
Thanksgiving and Christmas, the only two times we get turkey. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, but
that.
Like people these days don't always make. Like, not everyone.
They do everything different now. So I think Aunt Joanna's going to have sauerbraten. And your mom, Christmas Eve, is going to have lasagna. What she's making Christmas Day? I don't know. Christmas Eve, she's making lasagna, I think.
I don't know.
And she's already had.
I can't talk about Christmas yet. I got to get through Thanksgiving.
And then
Friday, I could talk about Christmas. And then.
Then you have the wedding first you have to talk about.
It's just a lot. I'm overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. This year it is.
We're going to be drinking a lot.
This year it is overwhelming because there's so many things happening.
Well, I got to get on a plane and I got to get shoes.
You don't have shoes yet?
No.
We could have went and got shoes today. We should have went to DW, whatever.
DSW?
Yeah.
Where's the, there's a DSW?
Right there, here on the turnpike.
I might go with Olivia tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Mom's picked her out a dress. Did she like it? Did you see it?
No.
Well, she had a picture of it. I don't know. It was very pretty. It was a gown. And it was like, it wasn't orange. It wasn't orange. It was like,
a rust. Mm. A love of rust. Mm. Like a brownish orange.
Brownish orange. Yeah.
That's a nice color.
Yeah. But it was a gown.
I saw somebody who had a wedding recently, and they had their bridesmaids where the dresses were a rust shade. Like, they're all like that different shade sort of the
color. Well, that's
color,
a full color.
Rust, yeah. And they were all different, and they kind of like combined fabrics, which was like, I don't know if I like that. Like, some of them were velvet, some of them were chiffon.
I wonder why they would do that.
It's like the new thing.
Really? I know the same color, different dresses, but I didn't know about the different, fabrics.
Yeah. I don't know if I like the different fabrics. I like the different...
styles.
Shades.
Yeah.
Like, different dresses, different shades, but all, like, the same color family.
Right. I think they're having dark green and then gold nail polish and gold shoes. Gold jewelry, I think.
Nice.
I think that's what's going to happen. We'll see. Time will tell very soon.
I think there's something creepy about, like, same dress, same style, same color.
I didn't have the same color. I had rainbow color.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
How inclusive of you.
I had a lavender, a mint green, a yellow, and a blue.
Oh. I want to do that.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was pretty.
Might not even have bridesmaids.
Whatever. That's how the maid
of honor. Just me.
And the maid of honor.
All about me.
You gotta have a maid of honor.
Right.
Yeah, because they gotta sign the papers.
The maid of honor has to sign the
maid
papers?
Maid of honor and the best man have to sign papers in the priest's office.
That's if you get married in a church.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing I know about.
It's the only thing I know about.
Well, I mean, I don't know what they do in the Jewish faith. Maybe they do the same thing. I don't know.
No, I'm saying if you get married, like, at a venue.
They might have to do the same thing. The officiate, whoever it is,
well,
whether it be a minister, priest.
You need witnesses.
Yes. Yeah,
so it doesn't have, it could be anybody.
Well, that would be a maid of honor and a best man.
Right. I guess so.
You know, I mean, anybody who's going to ordain the wedding is the same, you know.
I've also seen that, like, people have, like, maid of honors, but, like, they, I mean, like, bridesmaids and groomsmen, but they don't stand, like, at the front.
Where do they go?
They just, like, sit down somewhere. It's like...
In the bathroom?
Like, they just sit in the crowd.
Why bother then?
That's my point.
I never saw
what
that.
What is the point of all these
that.
People?
I never saw
I mean,
that.
Like, you obviously want people.
I never saw that.
Yeah, I saw it, and I was like, I don't understand.
They sit in the crowd, or they sit in the first pew?
I saw this pictures of this wedding, and there was nobody, there was no bridesmaids or groomsmen at the front of...
At the altar.
At the altar. Mm-hmm. But then there were pictures, like, wedding pictures with the bridesmaids and groomsmen.
Well, maybe they were sitting in the first pew.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, because they can't stand if there's a mass. They can't stand the whole hour.
Well, it wasn't a mass. It was like an outside wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It was at the venue.
Well, whatever. Whatever you like, whatever you decide, will be fine.
Yes, it'll be fabulous.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you never know what you're going to want to do. But whatever it is, that's what it'll be.
Yes. I'll get whatever I want.
Well, you know. But I like Thanksgiving. It's a nice time that everybody sits down and, you know, and you're all together.
Yeah, it's good.
And Grace sometimes used to do, pick out something that you're thankful for, put it in the basket. She did that.
What?
She had a basket. She had things in there that you have to say why you're thankful for this or that or the other. She had a, it was a whole, she used to love it. She used to do all these crazy things. But when she was a young girl. She made me two pilgrims. I still have them. They were the placemats.
Yeah.
You know, to tell you where to sit. That's nice. When she was a young girl and she had desires to please everybody. Now she's got Harrison.
Well, Antoine makes the things.
The place cards.
The place cards.
But she saves them.
Yes, she saves them.
She uses the same ones. I think, did she make one? Did Devin?
I don't know.
Devin used to always make them. It's a good idea to have place cards because you never know where to sit.
I mean, I just sit down. When I'm at my house, I just sit down. Well, I grab whoever I want to sit next to. I say we're sitting here.
Well, I don't know. I have a feeling that I notice that she's always sitting in the same spot.
In my house? No, I don't.
And whenever they were there, Daddy sits on the front. Then comes Christopher or Olivia, and then you, and then your mother.
No, my mother sits at, they're supposed to be like, at each end is supposed to be the husband and wife.
But sometimes I sit on the end.
Well, yeah, you take her spot.
No, I don't take her spot.
Yes, you do,
it's
Grandma.
It's easier to get to. She puts me there.
Well, I don't understand why the husband and wife are supposed to sit on opposite ends of the table. Shouldn't they sit next to each other?
That's how royalty does it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I guess we have our own little royalty.
That's how...
Where does the princess sit? Grandma, put your glass half on the coaster, half on the coaster.
I thought it was a little tilted, but I wasn't sure. I said, why is that glass tilted
like that?
Get it
together. This is just the beginning of the drinking season.
Why is that
tilted? We have a lot of things
to go. I don't hear the noise anymore. Let's see. Did they stop doing whatever they were doing? Oh, yeah, they did. Did they open the road? I don't know. That was quick. Good thing they didn't do it at 7 o'clock. We never would have got out.
I know.
What would we have done?
Annoying.
Like I say, they gave me the paper today at mail. What the heck? That's a little late.
Yeah, I know.
Stupid.
So stupid.
You see that Christmas tree? See that?
Yeah.
Do you know where I got it? Oh, come on. You must know the history of that.
This mini pillow-like Christmas tree?
Mm-hmm.
It's literally a pillow, looks like, that is a 3D pillow Christmas tree.
You know where I got it?
No.
You don't know the story? Your mother made that. Your mother made that, and she made 6 placemats also.
Wow, what an artist. She made that. Wow.
I think that's very pretty.
You give her too much credit.
Oh, do I? Maybe you give her too little.
Probably.
Yes, so I use it every year.
If I'm not going to be hard on her, who is? I make her better.
Okay. Whatever. Okay. I think she's working very hard.
She makes a lot of mistakes.
You were the biggest.
Probably.
What?
I always knew I was a mistake. Thank you.
No, you weren't a mistake, honey. What was I going to say?
I want to be a mistake. Like, that would make me so fabulous because I'm so amazing.
Mistake or not,
it's like, what
so
a
amazing.
Great mistake.
You have a funny way of thinking about things.
Like, it's optimistic.
Okay, all right. If you want to be, whatever. But you weren't a mistake.
Whatever.
You were planned.
Doubt it.
You can say what you want. Say whatever. Say la vie.
It's fine.
You think you'll stay in your house forever?
Hopefully not.
Well, I mean,
why?
You think
I like it there?
I guess what I meant to say put it another way. Do you think your mom and dad are going to keep the house forever?
No. They talk about moving all the time, and I don't, like, take them seriously, so
who knows? Are they going to move to?
They're going to move to a smaller house in the same area. Like, a smaller house in Nassau County.
You think?
Yeah, which is stupid.
I don't think they're going to do that. Why would they do that?
Just a lot of headache. Why? Because the taxes in Rockville Center are insane.
Any place in Rockville Center would be the same, no?
Well, they're not going to live in Rockville Center.
Oh, you said Nassau. I'm sorry. Well, Nassau is for high chilling.
Yeah, but, like, anywhere is less than Rockville Center, unless you're living in Garden City, which is not going to live there. It's just that when you live in Rockville Center, you're paying taxes. You're paying for the school district. Obviously, they don't need the school district anymore.
You still pay for the school district wherever you go. I'm still paying for the school district.
Yeah, but it's just, it's a lot more
and
than
I don't
other.
Have any kids.
It's a lot more than other towns, and also it's an incorporated village. So then you pay, like, I don't even know exactly.
Right.
But you have to pay the village
Garden
tax.
Garden City, you do that too.
Yeah, anywhere that's an incorporated village. That is the real estate lesson of the day.
Oh, who knows who could be happy wherever you are. You got to be happy where you live in. It's a tough decision. Everybody.
I feel like my father would be really unhappy if we moved out of Rockville Center. He loves the restaurants.
Well, I don't blame him, do you?
No, I like the restaurants, too. I'm always eating good.
I mean, go in Levittown. You got no restaurants.
I know. It's good. And, like, we can walk to the restaurants. Like, we can walk through the train.
Right.
Like, it is a good sitch. It's just expensive.
Right.
But, you know, I'm hoping to get a job where I make millions of dollars and I can move to Manhattan.
Can you just get a job? Do you have to
worry
about
the millions of dollars? Yeah, I've been trying. Nobody wants to hire me. Can somebody hire me? I'm really great at listening, and what other skills do I have?
You mustn't. I'm sure you have other skills.
I'm very creative.
Okay.
I'm
pleasant.
Oh, so hilarious. Oh, so
personal.
Pleasant.
Get along with people.
So personal. I do really get along with everybody.
Yeah.
Except for the girl who got me fired from my last job.
How do you think she got you fired? I don't get it.
Because she went to my boss and said, I hate her, fire her.
They fired me.
They
can't fire you for that.
But she probably phrased it in, like, a constructive way. Why else would my boss say, we're looking for something different?
And when you
like
ask
what?
Them,
when like, they, what? Different than, like, a human being who's doing the work you tell them to do?
Did you ask her and she didn't answer you?
No, I was humiliated. I just got fired.
Should have said, like, why? What were you looking for? You interviewed me 5 times.
Seriously?
Yes. Oh, well. Don't think about bad things. Think about the future.
Okay.
I don't see why you couldn't get any job right now with Christmas as Christmas hire. Everybody's hiring Christmas people.
You know, I'm also, spoiled and don't like working on the weekends.
Oh, why are you
spoiled? That's my own problem.
Jesus, I didn't know that.
Why would I want to work on the weekends? Like, I have the whole week free.
No.
But I'm hoping for a job soon.
Yes.
Or else I'm going to run out of money and that won't be great.
That won't be fun. You won't be able to buy that beer.
I know. What will I drink?
Well, not you, Louie. You can drink your mother's beer.
That's true. Can't buy him beer anymore.
I'm sure you'll get something. I'm sure you'll find something. I mean, you've been looking. I mean, what else can you do? You know.
I don't know.
What are you looking for?
I don't really know.
Oh, okay, well.
I've been looking at some media companies, like what I was doing before.
Before when?
The job that I got fired from. The job I had before that.
You got fired from two jobs?
No, I only got fired from the one.
I know.
But the time before that, when I worked at the, in the city.
I know where you are. I know.
Yeah. So something like that, maybe. See.
Okay. What about the banks?
I don't really want to work at the bank. Oh, I applied for that job, and it was supposed to be a part-time job.
You don't want a part-time.
Well, I was thinking I could work there for a part-time while I look for a job. Work there while I look for a different job. They're going to pay $20 an hour.
Why can't they hire you full-time?
I don't want to work there full-time. What if I hate it, and then I'm stuck there, like, every day, all day?
Honey, that's a choice. That's a chance you take at any job that you have.
I don't see myself, like, at a bank. Mm.
Okay.
Like,
I mean, you can further yourself at a bank. You know, there's advancements.
Yeah, but I won't be stimulated creatively.
No? Well, you know best what you want. I mean, I don't even know anymore what kind of jobs anybody has. Everybody has such different kinds of jobs. I'm not really sure what anybody does, to tell you the truth.
I know.
I mean, there's all kinds of crazy jobs out there. So what are you thinking about Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, what are you going to have? What do you want for Christmas?
I asked my mother for a Gucci belt.
A Gucci belt. That's exciting.
Yes.
Why, you have pants that have to be held up with a belt?
No. It's not about my pants need to be held up. It's about showing my status in life. And my status is a girl who can wear a Gucci belt.
Yeah, but you wear the sweater, you cover the Gucci belt.
No! Nobody covers the Gucci belt with a shirt. They wear the Gucci belt to be seen.
They wear the Gucci belt
to look like they're wearing a Gucci belt.
And they wear it on top of the sweater.
They wear it on a dress, high-waisted pants with your shirt tucked in, around your neck, anywhere.
Okay.
Around your arm, ankle, knee, foot, big toe.
Okay.
Poufant.
Well, if mommy can get it, she'll find it, she'll get it.
Yes.
Maybe. Who knows?
I can cover my eyes with it while people are being annoying. Cover my ears.
Oh, what? A very versatile belt.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. I guess there's a Gucci store.
Well, she works at Manhasset.
I know.
There's probably a Gucci store over there.
I think that's where Roseanne was working part-time.
Roseanne? Who's Roseanne?
Christopher's wife.
Oh. I wonder if she listens to the pod.
What?
I wonder if she listens to the pod.
I don't know. I have no idea who listens to us.
I don't know. We got some listeners, though.
Good. We got
people
some.
Listen. Who are they? I have no idea. No. You think I could afford that?
But Christmas, I like Christmas. I like Christmas Eve. I like Christmas. I happen to like Christmas season. Everybody seems to be very happy and jolly.
It is the best time of the year.
Everybody seems to be putting their best foot forward.
Next to the beginning of August.
Oh, God.
For my birthday month.
What's the beginning of August? I forgot.
My birthday month is the best time of year also.
Uh-huh.
So, really, like, it's not great because, like, January to August is depressing for me.
January to August? Why?
Because it's not my birthday or Christmas.
I know, but you got Easter.
Easter? Yeah. Easter doesn't do it for me these days.
No?
I like Valentine's Day.
There you go. That's in February, sweetie.
All right, so we got one.
February, March. St. Patty's Day.
Boring.
No, it isn't. Not if you go to the pubs. Rockville Center is rocking on St. Patty's Day.
I don't usually go to the pubs.
On St. Patty's Day?
Yeah.
They're usually rocking for St. Patty's Day. That town. March, April is Easter. May means very close to June. And June and July is close to August.
Yeah, I mean, I like May, June, and July.
Yeah, see? So you don't know what you're talking about. You don't like January to August.
Just saying the best months are August and December.
What about November? I was born in November. It's pretty good.
It's all right.
And you got Thanksgiving.
I do like July, too. I do like the summertime. I do like going on vacation.
Well, see? You don't like going on vacation.
What?
Well, you didn't like going to St. George. You wanted to go to Cape May instead.
What do you mean?
You said that you like to go back to Cape May instead of going back to St. George.
Lake George?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cape May is way better than Lake George.
See?
But I went to Cape May.
Yes.
That was fun.
And where else do you go? Don't you go skiing someplace? In Frost Back? What is it, Frost something? Jack Frost?
Jiminy Peak.
Is that it?
Yeah.
But you don't like to ski very much.
No. We went last year and we literally just like...
Yeah, went every place else but skiing.
Yeah.
But Daddy and Christopher skied or snowboarded or something.
I don't even know what we did.
What does Louie do? Well, you went to the movies. And you went shopping.
Did we go to the movies?
I don't know.
Must have went shopping.
Does Louis ski?
No.
Hmm. You don't have to worry that you don't have to go skiing.
No.
Well, this is annoying my sore.
I'd much rather go... You know, skiing's so expensive. It's like you could go on like a fabulous beach vacation in the middle of the winter.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to break your leg.
Or you could go skiing, break your leg, get frostbite, get fat because you have to, like, drink whiskey to stay warm. And then get a concussion.
No, I don't think that's a true statement.
And then you have, like, a lot of medical bills on top of all the skiing bills.
I don't think it's really true.
Because you're going to crack your head open and break your leg.
I don't think it's really true that whiskey
keeps you warm.
Keeps you warm. I don't think so. I think that's a falsehood.
I think it, like, it makes you warm.
Does it?
For, like, when you first start drinking it.
Yeah, when it first goes down, but then I think you're cold again.
Probably. Temporary fix.
That's what I think. But, who knows? I may be wrong. I'll let you know the next time I'm in a snow blizzard. I wonder if we're going to have much snow this year. Who knows?
That was bothering
my thing. I think because I don't have my bandage on the right spot.
Yeah, you need to move it.
I can't. I don't know where to move it to.
We'll fix it after the pod. No, you have to move it the opposite way.
Up? Oh, Lord, help me. Mm-hmm. Alright, close?
You gotta go up to the right, to the left.
You don't know your right from your left now? Am I about close?
To your left. That way.
Maybe there it is. I got it?
I think so.
Good. Because the earring must have been hitting it.
Ow.
Yeah, it was annoying. I have a basal cell over here somewhere.
Oh, wow.
I know.
What we gotta look forward to.
Oh, it's not fun.
Well, I got enough problems. You know, I got eczema everywhere right now.
Oh.
I've been getting it on my eyes.
Really? That's terrible.
Yes, it's just so fabulous.
Ugh.
So glamorous.
And what can you do about it?
Nothing, because you can't put eczema cream on your face because it gives you wrinkles.
Because
it, like, breaks down your skin, so they advise you not to put it on your face.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, it'll go away.
Because it's like a steroid.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it bother you in your eyes?
It's itchy, but it just like looks bad. Like it's really red.
Ugh. I don't notice it.
And you get like puffy under my eyes.
Well, put something on it when you get puffy. Don't you have some kind of cream to unpuff your eyes?
I don't have anything.
They do have that.
I'll have to look into it.
And Suzanne gave me some kind of rolls on.
Maybe, but then it's also like things like irritate my skin.
Right.
Like I can only use things that are like no like.
Like Clinique.
I use like Cetaphil products because they don't have any fragrances and they don't have any like bad stuff in them. Which is like clean sort of ingredients.
Hmm. That's interesting.
And then I use like IT Cosmetics because they're pretty good.
Oh, that's interesting.
IT Cosmetics, they should sponsor us. They're eczema friendly.
Are they? Which one?
IT Cosmetics.
What is it called?
IT.
Oh, like
IT.
IT. I used that a few times.
Yes, I love the CC cream.
What's the other one you use?
Bare Minerals.
Yeah, Bare
Minerals. I used to. Like,
it's no good anymore?
Bare Minerals was my first introduction to makeup.
Yeah, because they
saw it on the TV. Was watching TV one day with my mom, and it was like the powder, and it was like the mineral veil, and it was like the bronzer, and it was this whole like starter kit, and I was like, I need everything. That looks like so much fun.
Right.
I need it now.
Well, Ultra always has the ladies doing over your face with Bare Minerals.
Yeah. It just doesn't, like, I mean, it was good for when I was, like, 13 and, like, didn't have any reason for wearing makeup.
Now it is better.
Yeah, because it's, like, an actual, like, cream you can put on your face. And also, like, the CC cream has, like, all this crap in it that's good for you, like, the right. Anti-aging stuff, hydrochloric?
Mm-hmm.
Hyaluronic?
Something. I don't know.
Hyaluronic acid?
I don't remember.
It's this thing that's really good for your skin. Everybody talks about it. There's that commercial with Eva Longoria going, hyaluronic acid.
Well, that's it then.
Or hyaluronic? Oh. Whatever. Go for you.
Anyway, I start to use juice.
What?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's called juicy.
Juicy or juice?
Juicy, I think it's
called. Wait, are you just saying that you started drinking juice,
no,
Grandma?
No, it's serum, then the anti-wrinkle junk. And now Renee gave me some stuff from her, La Payette or something that she was in. She gave me some creams for that. And eye stuff. And then now she's with Estee Lauder.
Hmm.
So
nice.
We'll see who the hell knows. I don't know what's better. But I really tell you the truth. I really like, what's the name of it? Oh, my God. Nitrogen. Oh, my God. What's the name of that? Starts with an N. Can't be Nigerian. Oh, I forgot the name of it already. But that seems to work.
What is it?
I don't know. I'm going to see. What is it?
Okay, we're getting the products.
I'm just trying to think.
Product Rex.
Tell me why I'm so beautiful. I got two bags of makeup here.
Oh, wow. Look at your fabulous makeup bags. One is like a stars. It says beauty, sleep in a bag. Yeah. Beauty, sleep in a bag. Estee Lauder.
Yeah, well, this is a nitrogen. What was it called?
Neutrogena. Oh, my God.
That's the best.
Is it?
I like it. But
how much is it?
I don't know. Everything's expensive that I have.
Yeah, I know. Olay, that you get at CVS, is like $40 a thing.
You want one of these?
Yeah.
This is for traveling. This is what Renee gave me. I can't open the damn thing. But... Shoot. What is the problem? This is moisturizer.
Thank you, Grandma.
You're welcome.
La Prairie.
Yeah, that's her. That's who she left. She left that product.
La Prairie.
Yeah, this is good too.
What is that?
And this is the Estee Lauder eye cream, if you ever. It smells good. That's what came in this bag.
Estee Lauder eye cream.
Yeah, right.
Feels like we're doing an ad for Estee Lauder. Ooh, it does smell good.
Yeah, and what's this? I forgot what this is.
What does that smell? Hold on. Hold on. It's minty yet lemony.
It's pretty. It's good.
Like a lemon almond. Citrus nut.
What is this? Is this a serum?
Brightening eye cream.
Eye cream.
Juice Beauty.
Yeah,
that's green apple.
These are my extras because then they started giving me other stuff and I couldn't keep it. I can't keep everything in the bag. It's just too much. This is the stuff she gave me now. See, this has a fragrance. This is yours to
that
keep.
Smells,
I don't want that.
Oh, yeah, this is mine. That smells like grapefruity or something.
Her stuff is a lot of fragrance. And then the eye cream. This is what Suzanne gave me. No, really, I'm going to show it to you. It's so cute. This is what I'm using now until I finish it. Because I have so much. But this I don't like. I love this makeup. This is juice. No, wait. This is juice, right?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you why I don't like. I don't know if I'm going to get it anymore. You never know what's in here. You press this and the stock comes out. But you never know when it's going to be finished. There's no way of opening it. So I find that very peculiar.
This is a
That's makeup.
A foundation?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yeah, but you never know how much is in there.
I guess you can, like, feel it.
I can. This is the juice, the serum. But I was looking for something.
You got everything, Grandma.
I got everything, goddammit.
You should be looking so vibrant.
Oh, don't I? Well, I thought I did.
So vibrant, Grandma.
I thought I looked great.
You look so youthful.
I thought so.
People mistake you as my sister.
Yeah, right. I'm looking for this. Oh, this is what I'm looking for. This is what you should get. This is a roll-on under your eyes. I don't know who makes it, but.
Oh, would this help with puffiness?
Mm-hmm.
Wild Violet Coffee Bean. But it does smell like a coffee shop.
But I don't know if it has a. I don't know if where Suzanne got it from. If she got it in what kind of a special kind of store. Because she also got me like a spray. But the spray broke, so now I had to put it in my rose. My rose spray. See, I don't know where she got it.
It's nice. It's
roll it on your
I
hand.
I actually could use this. It doesn't have any fragrance.
Roll it on
in
your
it,
hand and you'll see how it feels.
Yeah, I felt it, and it feels smells good.
Yeah, but I don't know where she picked it up. She gave me that and a spray, and the spray is great.
What kind of spray you put on before your moisturizer?
No, you put it on after
your makeup.
Yeah, I used to put it on before, and Suzanne said you're supposed to put it on after. I don't know if she knows what she's talking about.
Probably a setting spray. Always need a setting spray. I like to use hairspray.
Do you?
Yes, I put hairspray over my makeup. Mirachis.
Hairspray? Oh, my God. Doesn't that burn your eyes?
I close my eyes.
Yeah, but still. Whoops. This is unfortunate what happened to me. This is what she... This is what she gave me. As a spray, right? Now, this works, but this stuff wouldn't come out. But this is also good. So I put it in this bottle.
Okay.
With my rose.
You mixed it?
Yes. Feel how nice it feels on your hand.
Here, I'll put it on my face.
Yeah.
Ooh, it smells really good.
Doesn't it? But I don't know where she got it. Doesn't have any name on it.
Well... You should be set, Grandma. You've got everything going on for you.
I am set. So gorgeous.
Now we give everybody the beauty tips.
Yes.
What's the beauty tip? What's the takeaway? You need a eye rolling thing, cream, serum.
I also have the base.
Spray.
Base. You know, concealer spray.
Concealer.
Concealer base.
So many things we need. It's really hard being a woman.
Very hard. Todd getting dressed when you're a man, you put your pants on and that's it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But men don't look as handsome as us.
That's true.
So
we're not as pretty.
Exactly. But no, I got a lot of things now, so I'll keep them for a while. But every time I go into Ulta, it costs me a fortune. Because everything is expensive.
Yeah.
The serum is expensive. The makeup is expensive. The only thing, I love the makeup. I have to tell you, it feels great when you put it on. But I just never know when I'm going to run out. Like, I may run out the day of the wedding.
I don't think so.
I don't know, because it's just like a dot comes out.
I know, but that's all you need. Well, that was the point of that makeup. It's like, you only need a dot.
Well, I got this... When was Brookie here?
2 months ago.
August?
Like September.
No, August.
No, she was here in September.
No.
Yes.
Wasn't the shower August 28th?
What shower?
Not the shower. The bachelor party.
Okay, so she was here in August and September. She was here for like 2 weeks.
She was here 2 weeks. And then she went home. And then my father went to visit her. Then the mother went. And then he came home. Well, he came home September 13th.
All right, so she was here like end of August.
Yeah.
So you've had it for like 3 months.
Yeah, so I guess that's it. So maybe I should go buy another one.
Maybe.
I'm going to run out.
It's probably last at least 4 months.
Well, I have a backup liquid makeup from Neutrogena.
Okay, just well, in case. Neutrogena is also good.
It is, but I don't feel it. When I put it on, it's wet. I don't feel as good as when I put this on because it's like powdery, I guess, maybe I want to say.
Yeah. Well, this is fancy, this stuff over here.
Yeah, well, we got some fancy pants here. They want to keep me young looking. You know, they keep still hoping I should find a fella.
Grandma, you will find a fella. We got to get on the apps.
Right.
Get you on Hinge.
Unhinged or Hinged?
Unhinged on Hinge.
Oh, my God.
Grandma, you're going to be unhinged on Hinge.
Right.
I wonder if there's, like, people your age on Hinge.
I have no idea where people are. You know, there's a lot of, too many old people. Too many people who shouldn't be driving around the road, that's for sure.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. This lady was beeping at me in the parking lot today, and I was like, there's no reason to beep.
In the parking lot?
Yeah, like, I saw her coming from, like, all the way. She's coming, like, I couldn't see her until I was, like, a little bit out of the spot. And I, like, get a little bit out, and then I look to see if anybody's coming. And then as I'm looking, she's like, nah! And, like, lady, I see you. Relax.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just, like, so much. So then I just beep back at her.
That's all right. That's, what are you going to do?
She deserved it. Annoying.
So tell me, how are you and Louie doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you going to buy him for Christmas?
Grandma, what if he listens to this podcast?
Oh, that's right. I can't tell you. Excuse me, Louie.
No, he probably won't listen to this. I don't think he listens to us.
Kyle used to. Kyle does.
No. Kyle likes us. Probably our fan.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear Louie doesn't like us.
maybe he will listen. Maybe he listens and doesn't tell me.
Ooh,
probably.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Better watch what I say.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a very swanky bar over the weekend.
Where?
Cork and Kerry in Floral Park. It's a speakeasy.
Wow.
I used to work there.
Uh-huh. But you didn't like it when you worked there.
Well, no, but it's boring. It's like a coffee shop in the front, and then the back is the bar. But you, like, you just go through this, like, door that doesn't really look like a door. You just have to push it, and then all of a sudden you're in, like, a bar that's, like, very swanky. They got candles everywhere. They got cool music. Basically no lighting, so you basically can't see anything.
Oh, wonderful.
You can't see the menu at all.
Oh, God. Well, let me tell you.
And we were, we were sitting next to this couple. There's no seats, but there's like a little section in the corner with like this couch.
You have to stand the whole time.
Right, but there was this section with this couch and, like, a coffee table and, like, two chairs, like, two regular chairs, like, right next to each other, like, perpendicular to the couch.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, excuse me, can we sit in these chairs? They're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're on the couch. Like, the couch is this long.
Okay.
And the woman is laying on the couch, like, her feet on the man, and they're, like, older. Like, they have to be, like, late 50s. Mm-hmm. Like, they were so gross.
Oh, my God.
They were all over each other, talking about how they're going to have sexy time later.
They weren't married. Like,
no, it was like new relationship. Louis thought they were having an affair.
Maybe.
Which is possible. But, yeah, they were like drunk, like all over each other. It's like, this is just like, when are they going to leave? They asked for the check like so, like as soon as we got there. And then they didn't leave for, like, an hour later.
Oh, so you couldn't sit on the couch?
No, we were, like, waiting. When are we going to sit on the couch? And I was like, but I don't really want to sit on the couch because they're, like, basically, like, having sex over there. It's disgusting.
So why would you want
to? Well, the couch wasn't really comfortable. We sat there eventually.
Oh, well, that's good. Nice music.
Yeah, and then we got fried shrimp.
Okay, so when I went into... I have always been to... Farmingdale. And I always pass this ice cream shop, blah, 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 you know, in the course of my life. Then Mommy was taking me to see Christopher play. So she takes me into the ice cream shop. I'm saying, what are we going to have ice cream? So you have to do the puzzle, you know.
Right.
And there was a bodyguard of what, I don't know what you call him. I guess you call them bodyguards. What do you call them? Who stand at the door?
The security guard or, yeah, like the bouncer? Yeah. The bouncer.
And he asked us what... I went with my girlfriend. And then he asked us what the puzzle was. I didn't know. She did. Anyway, it was a bookcase. He opens up the bookcase. And that's where the stairs were to go down to the speakeasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bookcase.
But it's like... Like, you could tell, because there was a security guard there, like, this speakeasy you went into, like, there was no security guard. No. There's nobody there. It's literally, like, a coffee shop that was dark inside, and there was, like, one candle lit. Like, a little, like, two little candles lit in the coffee shop. So, like, you wouldn't know to push the door open unless you knew there was a speakeasy behind there. So, like, you push the door open. Well, you know what?
They have the bouncer there, I think, so that the kids who were too young can't get in.
Right, but this was kind of like, yeah, it didn't really seem like there was any kids there.
No.
Well, and plus, like, the cocktails were, like, $15. Like, no kids are going into this place.
Right.
Like, we could barely afford it.
Right.
Like, this is a bougie place.
Right, yeah, yeah. All right, so that was good. You had a good time.
Yeah, it was very nice.
How did you find out about this?
Well, I used to work there.
Oh, so you knew where it was.
They used to have a person who sat in the coffee shop to check the IDs, and that was me.
Uh-huh.
But maybe they got rid with that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they realize, oh, maybe if we raise the prices of the cocktails, like, no kids will ever want to come here anyway.
Maybe.
Which is probably true.
Who knows what the truth was?
Probably.
But whatever it is, it is. And how it worked, it worked.
Yeah.
Now, when are you going to get your Christmas tree? I'm going on for mine. I'm going to get it December 15th.
Hopefully ASAP. But my mother is, you know, she's always trying to push it to, like, as late as possible, because she's like, the tree dies. I don't want to get it yet. The tree's going to die.
She's probably right.
No, she's annoying. We got to get it now.
I don't know. Well,
your Band-Aid is hanging down.
Oh, God. I'm taking it off. I don't need it.
I don't think you need it. It's not bleeding.
I don't need it. I don't know. He's a pain in the ass. She's a pain in the ass, too. She's got me putting Band-Aids on. I can't even see the goddamn things I'm putting Band-Aids on. And he didn't take the one thing that I wanted, because, I don't know, it disappears sometime. I don't know what it is. Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
I don't know, Grandma, you're a mess. You got to get it together. You got to go to a wedding.
I know, right? I got to be careful.
Yeah. Stop hurting yourself.
But I'm going to go, because supposedly the 15th of December, and Bobby supposedly will put the lights on for me. That's all I need him to do, put the lights on, and then... The rest I could do myself, or maybe somebody will come over and help me, and we can have an eggnog party.
Eggnog. You know, I could have, like, one eggnog, maybe, but I'd rather just have wine.
Well, then we could have wine. It's just that everybody on TV is having eggnog. Eggnog and hot cocoa.
It's not real.
No, I mean, if you, right? Oh, you make the hot cocoa, and I'm saying, hi, all you got to do is open up the envelope and put the hot water in.
Oh, hot cocoa, yum! Shut up, kid. Just some chocolate powder and some water.
But they're making it like it's a big deal, so I don't know.
I can't wait to have the hot cocoa.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, or the eggnog. Come in and have eggnog. I said, okay. I can only have maybe one, two glasses of the little punch glasses. I just think it's pretty to put in the bowl.
It's pretty. It's festive. It's festive for sure. Maybe like some cinnamon sticks. That would be nice in each one.
They put cinnamon on top of it.
Cinnamon stick.
I know. You could do that,
need
too.
Cinnamon sticks.
Okay. I don't have any eggnog, so when I get it, if I know you're coming, I'll get you cinnamon sticks. If you're going to come and help me trim the tree. You know, whatever.
Come trim the tree. Come look at the tree.
Well, you know, not too many people come this way anymore.
I mean, that's true.
I find that very strange. You know. But, I mean, I have a lot of family here in Levittown.
Where's the family, Grandma?
I mean, I have Carolyn and Ken and Cindy and John and Kenny and Alyssa. And, you know, I mean, Carolyn, when they see you, they roll over you. But we'll see what happens when they come.
Come trim the tree.
Christine. You know, got Christine. I got, you know, Christopher. You know, Hanson. Gregory. So, got a lot of people there. But you know what? I think everyone just gets caught up in being so busy.
Very, very busy time of the year now. Yeah. Let's not get people...
Yeah, very, very busy, it
twisted.
Seems. Yeah, it seems to be, you know, and the jobs don't make it easy on people. You know what I'm saying? They really, I mean, look, when the hell was it I found out what came open? Some of the stores open till 12 o'clock. Some of them are open all night long.
When?
All these stores, they start opening up like...
Oh, yeah, they stay open till like midnight. It's insane.
Yeah, and then some of them stay open all night long.
People are out of their minds.
So,
nobody needs to be going shopping that much.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's what's happening. The people are getting, they want these jobs, and the stores are just making them work so many hours that there's just no time to do anything.
Yeah.
Which it's not right. It really isn't right.
No.
You know, but they're not making any money. A lot of these, what do they call these stores? Something mortar.
Brick and mortar.
Yeah, they were all closing.
I know. Because just like people... Isabella's, it closed down.
Yeah, I know. I miss Isabella's.
I know. We'd be doing this from Isabella's right now as we work.
Yeah, but I mean, I do. I do. I like when the stuff came in, and, you know, small enough to know what you had. And when the people came in, they were friendly. They all came in friendly. Oh, why are you closing? Why, where were you when we were open?
Meanwhile, they're only coming in for the end of the business closing sale.
Right.
Fuck them.
But what are you going to do? That's... But they're all... Everybody's complaining about that the online shopping is taking over.
Well, it is.
I know.
It's the truth.
Some people are saying they don't even leave the house anymore.
That's sad.
I know. They just stay on Amazon, I guess, or whatever they do, however you get the stuff.
I don't know.
I mean, I got Marco's present from Amazon and his Christmas one from Amazon, so.
Well, this conversation's gotten depressing.
No way. No way. I'll sing. You want me to sing a Christmas carol?
No.
And then, you know, New Year's Eve comes right after that.
Can't wait for New Year's Eve. Love New Year's Eve. Love all the holidays, really. Just, like, real excited.
Well, you know what? You have to make the holidays be what they are. They're holidays, and you have to be happy that they're here. And you have to do something to make yourself feel good about the holidays. And you know, people say, oh, I'm depressed about this. Why are you depressed? You shouldn't be depressed. You should just find what makes you happy and do it.
Stay with the happiness.
Yeah. You know, I mean, everybody can be depressed and gloomy. It's very easy.
It is.
But it's
very easy.
Yes, but it's nicer to be happy and just be a happy person.
Yes.
And be good. That's, you know what? That, what happened? That thing is disappearing.
Well, on that note, I think we should wrap up the pod.
Okay.
I have to take Lily for a walk soon.
All right. You don't want any more wine?
No. I gotta drive.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, do you have to pick up your father?
Probably. What time? More importantly, Lily has to go to the bathroom. What's my poor Lily? Oh. She's got to poop.
Oh. Well, she will do it in the house. Don't worry about it.
I know.
I've seen her. She has no qualms
about it.
She'll
just take herself over to the carpet.
Yeah, she has no qualms about it. Or up in your bedroom.
She's so cute.
Yes, she is.
All right, any last thoughts?
Happy. Have a happy, very happy, merry Thanksgiving.
Happy, merry Thanksgiving.
And a great Christmas.
No, we'll be back before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
We got to keep up with this.
That's fine.
Every 2 weeks, we're releasing a pod.
Okay, that's fine.
No, we've been on it, Grandma.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Thanksgiving, I'm very thankful for everyone to be around me.
Yes.
You know, I have a good family, so that's good.
Yes.
And what else can I say? We'll be eating and be happy and who knows?
Exactly. Who knows what the future holds?
All good things, I hope.
Great things, great things, great things.
Good things, good things.
All right. Goodbye, people.
Goodbye.
Listeners.
All right. We'll sing our song.
Rate, review, and subscribe. 5 stars.
Right. Say.
That's what they do on the line, Grandma.
Oh, really?
They have to review us and say, oh, funny podcast. Such funny ladies.
Okay.
It's giving us so many laughs and stories.
And so many good advice. I gave Brookie lots of good advice. I gave her the advice about putting a Spalding ball in the washing machine when she's doing something fluffy, like a pillow.
You didn't give this to the listeners. You only gave this to Brooke.
Oh, I gave it to Brooke, but you can have it also, listeners. And and if you're going to do like a ski jacket, it will keep the piles all lumpy.
Oh.
And you can wash your makeup brushes, put it in some Dawn liquid detergent, leave it in there. All the makeup comes off. You dry it on a paper towel until it's clear, and your brush is as good as new.
Oh, that's really good advice.
There you go.
Thanks, Grandma.
So now we got 1, 2. Did I do 2 or 3?
Oh, pieces of advice?
Yeah, and my makeup wipes are always in the refrigerator, so it's cool when you take your makeup off.
Oh, that's really nice.
See, I'm full
of
knowledge.
I should do that.
I am so full of knowledge.
Oh, my gosh. Grandma.
Shall we sing?
You can sing. My voice is a little rusty.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Ah.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.